Listening 2. Psychology Lecture. Altruism. Page 126. Comprehension.
Today, I'd like to talk about altruism. Altruism simply means showing an unselfish concern for others. In other words, altruism means caring for and helping others without thinking about ourselves. So, altruism can mean doing something brave, such as saving someone from a fire, or it can mean doing something simple, like holding the door open for a stranger, or giving a homeless person some money to buy food. The important point is that you're showing concern for others. Does that make sense? The problem is that many people don't volunteer to help others, especially in dangerous situations. In fact, most people just do nothing. Research shows that only about 20% of people will take risks to help others. We also know that some people are more likely to help others in their everyday lives. But why is that? Why do some people help out and others don't? Well, we don't know for sure, but there's research that shows several possible factors. One possible factor is the situation we are in. For example, we are much more likely to help someone we know, like a friend or family member, than a stranger. We are also more likely to help when we are alone compared to when we are in a crowd. For example, if an accident happens, most people usually watch and wait for other people to help out first. But if no one else is there, they are more likely to do something. Another possible factor is our genes. One study in Germany found that people who have a certain gene are more likely to help others, for example, by giving money to those in need. So maybe some people are just born to help others. A third possible factor is our personality, the kind of person we are. For example, research shows that people who have positive attitudes, people who expect good things to happen, are also more likely to help others. This could be because they expect that things will turn out okay. Finally, it may also be the way we are raised. Some people are raised by their families to help others, to feel responsible for others, and to show concern for them. Okay, so those are some of the factors that explain altruistic behavior. So now, let's look at some different kinds of altruism.